Strictly Come Dancing fans stunned as Emmerdale star spotted in the audience.
Madonna risks an awkward burn as she slurps on soup completely topless.
Dame Helen Mirren gutted that Kurt Cobain died before he got to see GPS technology. Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the celebrity showbiz journalism podcast that is, and I want to be clear about this, for decent working people. I'm Chris Beckett and I'm joined, as ever, by Matt.
Hello there.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Chris. How are you today?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Not bad at all. How's things going your way?
Everything is presently chickity-boo.
Excellent, excellent. So what have we got? What have we got this week?
Well, I think, Chris, you've got a story up your sleeve regarding popular Saturday night entertainment fair Strictly Come Dancing.
You know what? You're right. This is in the Express Online and the headline, Strictly Come Dancing fans stunned as Emmerdale star spotted in the audience.
Wow.
I mean... We can dig into how stunning that is. I'm sure we will. Strictly Come Dancing viewers were left stunned after spotting an Emmerdale icon in the studio audience on Saturday night. Actress Lisa Riley was seen in the audience.
Right. Well, I think it's fair to say you can end this story pretty much there.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite impressive to include audience twice in the same stand first anyway.
And but, in terms of... Yeah. People that would stun you in the Strictly Come Dancing audience, I'd say I'd be quite surprised were I to see Al Pacino there.
Lord Lucan?
Yeah, Shergar. But I'm not sure were I to see Lisa Riley, I'd be picking my jaw off the ground.
Yeah, she wouldn't be on your kind of first choice bingo card, but I don't think she'd be too far away. Strictly Come Dancing enthusiasts were shocked to see Emmerdale legend Lisa Riley among the crowd on Saturday evening. The beloved Mandy Dingle portrayer was seen happily applauding, dressed in a cream jumper dress alongside her partner.
Beloved Mandy Dingle portrayer.
The great second mention, isn't it? Really smooth. Fans rushed to social media to discuss the star's unexpected visit, with one user writing, Lisa Riley is in the hashtag Strictly audience.
I mean, keep it factual.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that tweet could basically have been in replacement of this story.
Yeah, we don't need journalism anymore when we've got tweets that give us a whole story.
Yes, it is. I love her, responded another, while a third remarked, do you mean Lisa Riley, brackets, blue tick?
So somebody said Lisa Riley is in the Strictly audience, and somebody had to qualify. Do you mean Lisa Riley?
Yes, but do you mean the Elon Musk approved Lisa Riley?
Yeah, the actual real life Mandy Dingle portrayer.
Wow. Lisa had graced the Strictly dance floor herself in its 10th season, performing with the late Robin Windsor as her dance partner.
I think it's worth pointing out that at the time, he was just Robin Windsor. He wasn't the late Robin Windsor. It wasn't like Weekend at Bernie's.
They wouldn't do that even for the Halloween edition. Yeah, I mean, it's not that surprising, is it? Now the onion has been peeled back that someone who was formerly honest on a show is returning in the audience. During tonight's episode, the judges and contestants outdid themselves with their Halloween-themed costumes, reports The Mirror.
Very important that The Express attributes The Mirror for saying that the contestants outdid themselves with their costumes.
Yeah. Kicking off the night, Chris McCausland and Diane Buswell delivered a dynamic samba. While the panel gave them high scores for their routine, supporters expressed worry for Chris.
Uh-oh.
A common superstition among viewers suggests that stars opening the show often face elimination the following day. The comedian also alluded to this so-called curse while conversing with Claudia Winkleman, noting, we have lost four people so far this series.
Four people dead.
Yeah, I mean, There's a lot of curses attached to this show. And I say that as someone who's not a regular viewer.
No, me neither. But it seems strange that four people appear to have died so far.
Yeah. Two of them are on sambas, and we have had four dance-offs, and three of them are people who have went on first. So the maths is against us this week. The previous weekend saw Paul Merson exit the competition, having faced off against JB Jill in a gripping dance-off.
We've really moved on from the stunning Lisa Riley appearance, haven't we?
Yes. I mean, there is only another two or three parts of this story, and it is most of it is a long interchange involving Tess Daly. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know about you. I think we could move on.
Yeah, I mean, we could have moved on from the first paragraph of that. It's very much a one-note story.
Yeah. But it's a good one. It's a good one.
Are there any comments on there, though, Chris?
Well, there are two, only one of which I understand. The top one by Millia Moore says, King Tom legend.
Was there a Tom in this story?
No, not... Not to my knowledge. And then PippiR02 says, wow, amazing news. Really? But then has a kind of stroke chin emoji, suggesting that maybe they're being sarcastic.
I don't think PippiR02 is as impressed with this story as we are.
Yeah, well, it certainly caught our eyes. Okay, Matt, let's move on. What have you got for us?
Well, the Express attributed that story to the Mirror. I'm going to the Mirror directly for the next story. And this is headlined, Madonna risks an awkward burn as she slurps on soup completely topless.
Wow. She just doesn't care.
She's got to that point in life and she's like, you know what? I'm topless, but I'm going to have soup regardless. I just don't care.
Just get the Campbell's out. Other soup makers are available.
Never one shy to push boundaries, pop icon Madonna took to her Instagram stories to share snaps of her tucking into a bowl of soup without a top on.
Wow. I mean, you have to say, when they do the ultimate sort of ultimate biography of Madonna, it's going to have, you know, the sex book, perhaps suggestions of blasphemy around the Like a Prayer video, and that time that she tried to have some soup in the bath while topless.
Yep. Pop icon Madonna took a huge risk as she tucked into her hot dinner without a top on.
Is it a huge risk? Well, just a question.
I mean, I suppose with soup, there's always an inherent risk of spillage, isn't there? And if one hasn't got their top on as a sort of guard, there could be soup on skin.
Do we definitely know that it's hot soup? I mean, it could be gazpacho.
It could be gazpacho. Now, there are pictures here, as you'd expect. I'd say that's not gazpacho. I don't think it delves into what soup it is specifically, but I'm going to guess there's chicken, maybe noodles involved. It's certainly yellow in hue.
It's a broth. It's a broth. Okay.
More of a broth than a soup. Yeah. The 66-year-old La Isla Bonita singer isn't shy about showing off her physique, and the weather getting colder isn't stopping her from taking her top off.
I get the feeling that she's probably not living somewhere where it's particularly cold.
No, I can't imagine that she's in York or somewhere. No.
Also, La Isla Bonita, I mean...
It's a deep cut.
It's, yes. I mean, I would say, like, Madonna's greatest hits, it probably wouldn't make the top 10.
I'd say that if you were on Pointless and you were going to go for hits by Madonna, it wouldn't be Pointless, but it would probably be single figures.
Yeah.
So it's a very strange choice of them to go for the first mention. Madonna took to her Instagram stories to share a cropped photo of her topless. The only thing she wore was a cross necklace and a pair of black-rimmed sunglasses.
And a large soup spoon.
There is a large soup spoon there. In another Instagram story, she was still topless, but added a statement silver necklace and a pair of crucifix earrings.
Some croutons.
There's croutons in there. She protected her modesty by covering her chest with a tissue. She added a white heart emoji to cover her nipple.
Mm-hmm.
The star looked content as she tucked into a bowl of soup with crunchy croutons on top.
Oh, bless her. It's such a wholesome image.
It is. They're trying to sexualize this. She just, you know, she just found herself topless. She was like, oh my God, I'm hungry. I need something that's both a food and a drink at the same time. You know, they're just trying to make something of this that it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Madonna tied her hair into pigtails and rocked a full glam look. She made sure to share another photo of her with soup on her spoon as she opened her mouth to slurp on the soup.
Great, great sentence.
Yeah. Very specifically laying out in detail here for people unsure as to how one eats soup, that she conveyed it to her mouth via the medium of a spoon.
I mean, not that I'm criticizing this story in any way, but I feel like, you know, there's a panel here, you know, how to eat soup, or there's a top 10, you know, soup-related Madonna puns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you put me
I mean,
on the
I can't
spot
think
there.
of one offhand, but I'll try.
In between pictures of her eating soup, she shared excerpts from poems she'd been reading. The excerpts were from writer Brianna Wiest, who she tagged in her Instagram stories. The paragraph read, "Other people are not here to love us in the exact way we think they should. They are here to set up a healing ceremony in which we learn how to love ourselves."
Yeah.
Yep. Sort of
Very
thing.
much so.
Very, I mean, you know, goes without saying. Another said, "One day you will have to reinvent yourself outside of the shadow of what everyone else has asked you to be. You will have to ask yourself who you are if you had no obligation to anyone else. You will have to explore who you would become if you knew you were completely free, if you knew you would not be judged, if you knew that all the things you ever desired were simple on the other side of you stepping into who you already are, taking the essence of your soul and turning it into form."
I mean, to be fair, that does equate in my mind to, you know, stripping off and having some soup.
Yeah. I read that and instinctively I want to whip my t-shirt off, Chris, and go and get myself an Ainsley Harriet.
Whoa, lovely.
It takes a bit of a turn here, as these stories are wont to, when there's little to say beyond the fact that she had some soup.
Yep.
It comes after Madonna and her toy boy lover, Akeem Morris, put on a show of affection as they enjoyed a football game in London last month. The loved-up duo posed for pics that the Material Girls singer later shared on her Instagram page.
That's the one they should have led with.
Yeah. Material Girl over Larissa Benita. In the snaps, the singer and her 28-year-old beau snuggled up to each other as they took in the sporting event at Chelsea's Stamford Bridge.
Great.
Madge snuggled up to a younger man in the stands as she wore her blonde hair in plaits. She opted for a black furry hat to keep her warm while also wearing a black jumper and coat with a pink trim. I mean, I've not been to Stamford Bridge. If you wanted to keep warm, I don't know if it's the sort of place to do a nice warming soup.
Yeah, I imagine so. They've probably got some great, great deal with Baxter's.
Sports star Akeem wore a blue jersey and black bomber jacket with faded jeans. He carried a large overcoat draped over his arm, and the pair both wore chunky black sunglasses.
And that seems to be all they wrote. Are there any comments on this great, great story?
There are astonishingly 13 comments on the story of Madonna and the soup. I'll have a quick look. Completely average. Says, "Ever heard that granny and soup joke?" I haven't, no. Midge 52 says, "That's what happens if you're topless, having a bowl of hot soup."
Yeah, exactly.
Molly Jones 55 says, "Cover up and act your age."
Ooh, that's a bit harsh.
Molly Jones 55, who's clearly still fuming about this because she came back later and said, "Showing her age and more."
And more.
And then Molly Jones came back again later saying, "Attention seeker, give it a rest, Madge. Who cares anymore?"
Okay, well, it's just needlessly cruel.
Mark Lazybone says, "Like a virgin, not."
No, that's just lazy.
Mean what you say, says, how risque if we were back in 1967. She is just making herself a laughing stock. I don't know if stocks are a pun.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is. Goes on, she's 70 in a few years with a face so tight from facelifts that would shatter if a frozen pea hit it, as she hides her OAP neck under what appears to be one side of a chandelier.
Wow, what a detailed insult.
Very, very detailed insult. So yeah, I mean, it's a short story, but it certainly triggered the mirror readers.
It certainly has. Yeah, in terms of Madonna suit puns, I think take a bowl would be a good one.
But it would be one.
you put
me on the spot here. I can't think of any. But I promise you, listeners, if you come back in a month's time, we will do a special on Madonna soup puns. Yeah.
Cherish brackets the soup.
Oh, dear me, you've lost your touch.
Okay, right. So let's finish this off with a truly fantastic story. That it went a few places, but this is the Metro's version of it. And the headline is Dame Helen Mirren gutted that Kurt Cobain died before he got to see GPS technology.
I mean, this is quite remarkable.
Yeah. I mean, often we do stories, you know, slightly lampooning the way stories are written, but in this case, it's just the story itself is just so bizarre.
It's quite magnificent.
Dame Helen Mirren made a bizarre comment about Kurt Cobain's death that has had the internet in stitches. The Nirvana vocalist died at 27 in 1994 of a self-inflicted gunshot wound and was found by an electrician in his Seattle home. His tragic death continues to have an effect on popular culture more than 30 years later, shining a light on mental health issues, the pressure of fame, and so much more. But for Hollywood icon Dame Helen, it's devastating for a rather bizarre reason. Drum roll. In a conversation with Yevgeny Lebedev for the Evening Standard, the prime suspect actor said it was, quote, so sad the acclaimed musician never got to use one seemingly mundane yet extraordinary piece of technology. I always say it's so sad that Kurt Cobain died when he did because he never got to see GPS, she said.
Everything about that wonderful sentence. I think my favourite bit is I always say, like, this is something that she constantly, persistently and publicly dwells on.
The old Kurt Cobain GPS anecdote. Oh, Helen. It's the most wonderful thing. My little blue spot walking down the street. I just find it completely magical and unbelievable.
It is. I agree. But it's just... This is wonderful. I love it.
I hope she does realise it's not her technically, it's the phone. The 2024 bingo card is out of the window at this point. Most people at any point in time probably didn't think they'd read this.
Nope.
And naturally, social media users have been quick to make their own comparisons with famous figures throughout time. Such a tragedy that notorious B.I.G. never got to enjoy the benefits of contactless payment, Edward Jenkins wrote on X. Tom Tayon added, it's a terrible shame Mozart died before he could experience the wonders of MP3s. Not quite as good there, Tom. No. Baked Turbo Flash admitted, every day I think about how much Tupac would have enjoyed the little miracle of Duolingo. Just a little owl teaching you words every day. Some jokingly pointed out other technological milestones Cobain missed out on, such as Waze, Apple Pods and air fryers. I think I've missed out on Waze. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea what Waze is. I suspect that says more about us and our age than anything else.
I was going to say, listeners, feel free to to tweet us if you know. Shitara 86 joked, I always say it's so sad that Jimi Hendrix died when he did because he never saw next day Amazon Prime shipping. Axion said, really broken up about the fact that Isaac Newton never got to experience the Costco Guys music video.
The problem is, none of these are as funny as the actual one.
No. Others which missed Mark Twain could have read a book on Kindle, or some thought it was a shame Albert Einstein never got to play Farmville. Wow, it just keeps on going and going and going. Looking on the bright side, Chair Sign pointed out Heidegger died in 1976, so there's a chance he got to play Pong. Wow. So touchingly, this isn't the first time Dame Helen has thought about the age at which Cobain died and the things he didn't get to experience.
This is very odd.
She told Cosmopolitan in a 2015 interview, "I was thinking about Kurt Cobain the other day, and he died without knowing the internet, and I'm totally blown away by that."
She's really ruminating about this, isn't she?
I know. Then, a year later, she told the Daily Mail, "If I died at 27, the age that Kurt Cobain of rock band Nirvana died in 1994, I'd have never even known there was an internet. Incredible things are happening all the time, and I can't wait to see what comes next."
Oh, my word. I'd love to see what's going on in her head.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Are there comments on this one? I'm not sure there are, you know. Oh, there we are. There is. Well, yeah, I think this sums it up. Ted Burns says, "Well, I doubt I'll read anything as bizarre as this again today."
Nope. I think Ted Burns is probably
Ted.
Correct. Yes.
Wow. I mean, that was quite a nice one to play us out with, though, I think.
I think that might be one of my all-time favourite stories. Now, do you think she's toying with us? Do you think she's genuinely... working through in her head the fact that Kurt Cobain passed away before our lives were changed by the internet? Or do you think she's just joshing at our expense?
Maybe she's just like dropping breadcrumbs through the years, and in another 3 or 4 years, you know, she'll pop up with another great one.
Well, if so, listeners, we'll be around to document it.
Hey, yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Nowhere, literally.
I mean, he would have also missed out on this podcast.
Oh, but, poor old Kurt.
Sure, I'm sure there are other things that are slightly more important.
So that's, I'd say that's it for another Mum's Barely Contained, Chris. We will be back on, it'll be the 1st of December. We'll be getting all festive. But in the interim, Chris, how would people best be advised to engage with the Barely Contained brand?
Well, there are many ways, as you know, but let's start with Facebook. You could go to Barely Contained the Podcast, which has all our, you know, back episodes, a bit of bonus content in there from time to time. Or you could go on to X and go to @barely_pod. Interact with us there, you know, more closely if you like. Perhaps give us a shout out.
Absolutely. And you can find us on every podcatcher that is out there, be that Apple Podcasts or YouTube Music or Amazon Music or Spotify. And indeed, all our episodes are available on your actual YouTube. So please give us a rating, 5 stars, please. Subscribe and tell your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And any good Madonna soup puns, please send them our way.
Yeah, there's some obvious ones out there and we've just not managed to think of them on the spot. But, maybe we'll address that next time round.
Yeah, I'm just thinking Drowned World substitute for broth. No, it doesn't work really. Never mind. I'll keep going.
This is not working, Chris. So it just leaves us to say thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
And we will be back on December 1st.
You better believe it. Take care, everyone. Bye.